Hey guys, should I adjust anything anyway? Is this fine?
No, you should.
I feel like I'm very close to the camera.
Look great.
You should circle back later.
You should see what my computer is sitting on. It's hilarious. Okay. I can't show you because something will fall.
Oh. Well, don't you have a cell phone?
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. Wow, live on a Friday? You like that? I tried selling it a little bit.
Oh, I love it.
I couldn't have done it.
What? There we go. Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. Friday show. This is
the
newest.
Can you do it one more time though?
What? Like
that? You're so talented.
That's the kind of acting you see on the Disney Channel. I could be on the Disney Channel.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to be someone's dad at this point.
No, teacher.
I can.
What's funny about the Disney Channel shows though is the dads are like the same level of angsty and flamboyant as the kids. Like they do the exact same shit.
That's true.
Woo! Got the COVID.
Yeah.
And then, of course, one day those kid actors become the dad in the reboot.
Yeah, that's true.
And they play the same character they played when they were 11.
Yeah. Are you talking about Boys Meets Girl, Girl Meets World? Boys.
Yeah. I'm talking about all of them. of them did that.
I bet.
You know, the OG in that, though, is not a Disney show. It's Degrassi.
Right. They were the first to do it because, I mean, the whole Next Generation became just as popular as the original. Not that I watched.
If not more, honestly, though.
I don't think I know anyone's parents who were like, oh, yeah, we watched the original. Crazy, my kids watch it now.
I have friends who will say that.
How many Canadians do you know?
Well, see, that's the thing is, yeah, the first one wasn't popular in America. It was popular in Canada. And then now with...
Wheelchair Jimmy.
I think Drake was more popular as Wheelchair Jimmy than he was as Drake.
Oh no, come on, dude. No.
Obviously that's not true. He's a huge star.
He's a big old star.
I like two of his albums, so I can't back you on this.
I like one of them. One of them that I know, I've only listened to one and I like it. I like the one that I listen to.
I like two and or more.
I have one of them in full, and I have listened to the hell out of it, and I like it, and it's good. And I don't sing along with it because I'm not a good singer of that type of music.
I think. Well, I like Take Care, which there isn't a lot of singing on that album, but. You know, fuck me, right?
While we're talking about
absolutely,
it all.
Absolutely fuck you.
You can.
Drake album. Oh, so hey, we're here on a Friday because that's what we're going back to.
Oh, yeah, we should get to that.
Thank Me Later is the album.
That's what I meant to say. Take Care is a freaking mixtape. Is that the one with Take a Shot for Me on it? Because
drinking and I will start crying.
That song makes me cry and binge drink alcohol.
Yeah.
But that's none of my business.
Hey, man, meet me halfway and we'll have a beer real fast.
Take Care is a song on there, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a really great album. Anyway, we are Fridays now. We are a Friday show because no one listens on Saturday. And here, look at this. We are on Friday. We already have six eyes on the show.
Tripled our count from last week, baby.
We have a sup, boys, from Jake Matthews.
Oh, hello, Jake.
Yeah, can our producer please put that on the screen, please?
Greetings to you, friend. Oh, also, the show is brought to you by... The Wooden Nickel, the official unofficial bar of sports program.
Go hang out.
Where's the logo?
Oh yeah, I do have a logo. I do also have this
logo. Can you go back in time and act like you're saying it fresh though?
Yeah.
This show is unofficially brought to you by the official unofficial bar of sports program, the Wooden Nickel.
Wow, what a good graphic. I'm glad we had that in real time.
Yeah, and I always had that, and that's always the way it's been, and that's all it's ever been.
I think I nailed it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I also think that we do so well that I think people think this is scripted.
I know for a fact that people definitely think it's scripted.
I don't think that they think it's live.
I know.
I've always heard that.
I know for a fact people know it's not scripted.
Well, no, this is just what I've heard, Zach.
You speak the true, true.
Were you talking to my mom? And was she like, you guys did such a good job planning that out, honey?
Man, you guys really scripted that out really well.
And my mom's never called me honey, I don't think, in my life. So that's a terrible impression. But
she calls me honey.
Mom, I'm so sorry.
Nice.
I call your mom honey, too. I mean, it's a term of endearment.
Mom, I'm so sorry. Hello, so this is a sports show. It's not just a show
about... Hey, we do sports as well.
Show about honey.
Which, hey, guys, since the last time we did a show, there actually is sports. Last time we did a show, there was baseball. But we're talking about, like, sports, right?
Yeah, I feel like I've somewhat broken up with baseball a little bit.
Well, I haven't.
Well, so the last time we did a show, the Braves were looking like top dogs, and now they're 11-9. So I'm acting like it's not a thing anymore. Well, they win some more games.
That's not very fair. You guys seem to like to do that to me. You know?
We're fresh out of the gate as a shitty Mariners team, so I don't even have anything to like.
This year, instead of playing games with your heart, Derek, they just decided to suck ass from the beginning.
Yeah, they did. So rather than getting my hopes up with a really good April, because usually that's their month. Dude, every year, April is the month of the Mariners. It's like, oh, man, this team could do something. This could be the real deal. And then every other month afterwards happens. And then you go, oh, right. It's a dog shit city. In a dog shit team.
They April fooled you for an entire month.
They did. You know, actually, I did decide fairly recently that if there's ever any expansion team for MLB, and if they get one of those expansion teams in the city of Portland, Oregon, I will consider breaking up with my team somewhat.
Well, do you think Portland could be a baseball town?
Sean? I mean,
you think Portland? I don't know. I don't know how much time you guys spent in Portland.
Let's be honest. Everyone's shocked they still have a basketball team. So,
no, they love that. I think they are.
I think they make complete sense being like a one or two sports team town. And they already have soccer. And by the way, like the Timber fans are nuts, and it's awesome. And I think that that's like the right size of type of team, not a huge stadium. Portland's weird enough for soccer.
Do you know why I am considering a breakup if Portland were to get the team? It's because
I think Seattle gets basketball way before Portland ever gets another sport.
I don't think Seattle ever gets another basketball team ever again. And I'm fine with that because I hate that city. So here's the thing. That's part of it. That is part of it.
I wonder what this no is for.
If Seattle...
Probably so Portland not getting a team.
If Portland gets a baseball team ever, I will consider... I'm saying consider. I will consider a breakup because while I grew up a Mariners fan, I literally hate everything else that city has to offer as far as sports.
You can't. I understand what you're saying, but you know how hard it is to like something for that long in your life and then just go, I'm done with them. It's impossible. I know.
That's not hard. I'll show you guys. I'll
do it. Okay, so here's the thing. Here's the other side of that. As I own too much Mariner stuff,
you'd have to get rid of so many things.
I don't want to do it, but I'm saying. The team breaks my heart. You know, maybe what I'll do is I would just adopt a second Western team.
Well, you can't have two. You have to have an East and a West. You can't pull that shit out.
I've always thought it would be a great idea. And I've said it a few times.
You're getting stressed out. You're getting flustered.
I am stressed out over my... I'm getting stressed out over a hypothetical that is never going to happen.
Yeah. Guys, a year ago, we did an episode. Yep. Sean was there. He's been here the whole damn time.
The entire time.
We did an episode before they announced the cast of Space Jam on what our Space Jam 2 movie would be like.
Oh, yeah.
And I said I wanted the original Thunder team, the original Sonic team. I want Harden, Westbrook, even though Harden actually never played outside of OKC. Harden, Westbrook, Durant. They're in the movie, right? Durant's the main character. Fuck LeBron. Not really fuck LeBron, but for my movie, I said LeBron can be like a monster or something. Who cares? What? Durant's the main character. The movie ends. Like, you know how the first one ends with Jordan going back and playing for the Bulls. This one ends with Seattle getting their team back and those guys returning to the Seattle Supersonics. And that's the end of the movie.
All right.
I don't know any details in between. I don't know how they unite. I don't know what year it's in. I know no details of the movie. I just know it ends with camera coming behind the stars, walking through.
We're doing it wrong.
Oh yeah. Slam now. We got the
can't play it for too long.
Walking out into the arena, right?
This is it. Yeah, they would walk out to that.
Silhouettes behind them, right? Just
yeah.
KD much taller than the other two. All you see from Westbrook is just muscles, and all you see from Harden is like the silhouette of a beard and then a gut. And there's walking out.
They don't want to show Westbrook's face because they want to sell a movie.
And Durant turns to Harden, right? He turns to Harden and he goes, y'all ready for this? And then fade to black.
God, you should write movies. That's for good.
At least endings. Last 30 seconds of a movie, I can write it for sure.
This is true. And you know what? The Mariners are the best AAA team in the MLB.
They're a great developmental league team, yeah.
They are the best. They are the best developmental team in professional baseball.
No one has.
They're not supposed to be that.
No one's developed better Yankees than the Seattle Mariners.
That's true. It's so sad, though. I hate it.
Basketball's back.
Hey, guess what, you guys? Basketball's back, and it's been good.
They call that a cold segue.
That's fine. Hey, do you know what? Overall, okay, before we go into any details from the bubble, what are your overall impressions from the bubble? Did you enjoy the 8 games from each team that you got to watch?
In what order? Are we going to go Zach, then to me, then to Zach?
I mean, just take a swing.
Well,
you go Zach, go Sean first.
Let's go Sean.
Okay. Well, really, they were all down to the wire, right? Was every game down to the wire?
There was a lot of close games.
And what do you think that was?
A lot of close games. A lot of blowouts. A few blowouts.
Everyone says the NBA is rigged, and I'm hard-pressed to believe that. But do you think that's why?
I think it's because there's no home field advantage.
I know.
No home court advantage.
Listen to me on this shit. Last goddamn night, Damian Lillard pulls up from the NBA logo and drains a three effortlessly. You cannot tell someone to go do that. You cannot script what happens in these games.
You can tell the other team to go, just let him try it.
They were double teaming him.
They have earpieces. I know it.
They do have earpieces. Sure, a couple of them are mic'd up for sound, but they don't have earpieces where they can hear producers.
I actually don't think it's rigged, but
it was rigged a little bit in that they rigged it for the Pelicans to make a run to get into the playoffs. They rigged it with schedule-wise, and it didn't fucking work.
Yeah, see, this is what I think. By the fact that the Suns went undefeated, even though I personally think it's a conspiracy against myself, it doesn't mean that the like NBA put together this conspiracy. I think it's higher than them. I think it's the Illuminati. I think it's the lizard people. But in all seriousness, though, if they were going to rig it, the Pelicans would be in.
Yeah. Right.
If they were going to rig it, so the Grizzlies don't hurt their second best player and then drop just from the 8 to the 9. They drop all the way out.
But
right.
I'm saying it's rigged for Portland.
In a way.
I'm just joking.
Well, so here, so the Suns, the Suns made it. I think it's an incredible run. Obviously, they went 8-0. But Zach pointed out that 75% of those games, the other teams playing the Suns did not give a shit. They already had places. Yeah. They were resting people. They did not care. So I don't know. So I'm saying, if you're going to make an argument that any of the games were rigged, look at the Suns in that schedule and how easy they beat some of those teams. They didn't play anyone.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Speaking of games being close, besides for the Clipper game, the Suns blew out a bunch of teams, like the 76ers, who didn't play a single one of their five starters. This isn't like the Clippers just benching Kawhi but playing Paul George. This isn't like the Mavs playing Luka but not playing Kristaps. This is an entire team benching everybody, which means that their bench is a bunch of G League guys. Everyone that's coming in off the bench throughout the game is people that haven't played NBA minutes in their career sometimes. So the Blazers, for some reason, caught every team that was willing to play all of their guys, except for I think they played the Clippers with only Paul George and not Kawhi. But yeah, like the Clippers have proven all year they win with that combination. When the Clippers or the Portland Trailblazers played the Nets last night, the Nets acted like that was like a playoff game for them.
Yeah, like, man, they went hard.
They went for the kill shot.
They didn't have a chance, obviously, but
they did have a chance, though.
Oh, they did. If they would have won, they would have made it.
No, they're in. The Nets are in.
Oh,
the Nets are the seventh seed in the East.
Oh, yeah, they didn't need the game.
They don't need the game. They're in. Like, they're not going to move up to 6, and they're not going to move down to 8.
And they were playing their big dogs.
They don't have big dogs. They didn't even bring their big dogs. So that's what's interesting about the bubble. Is Durant and Kyrie aren't there. And then even Spencer Dinwiddie didn't come, who's their best scorer off the bench. They're doing this with LeVert. They're doing it with what tall dude from Texas? Why can't I remember his name right? Jared Allen.
He looks like I said it last night. He looks like a video game character. He looks like in NBA Street. Like the character with like an afro. I was like, man,
yeah,
that
like
guy's
Stretch.
Cool.
Remember Stretch?
Yeah. I was like, man, that guy looks cool.
Yeah, he does look cool.
He's also good. He's very good.
He's a talented, like pure talented center. Like he's one of those old school guys. Offensive rebounds, defensive rebounds, sets high screens, pick and rolls, no threes. Yeah. Like old school center. Yeah. He'll somehow be like Brooke Lopez though when he's Robin Lopez when he's older and somehow learn how to shoot threes.
Lopez.
Yeah. But no, I've liked some of the games. Obviously, as a Spurs fan, starting out 5-2 in the bubble and like really competing, watching them really compete and win games was awesome. So, but if I was a Lakers fan or a Clippers fan or a Milwaukee fan, I wouldn't care for the 8 games. No. You're just like, I know we're gunning for a championship. These 8 games are nothing at this point.
Yeah, it was pretty boring.
Like, it just didn't seem like any of those teams cared. And I know some people have made arguments that maybe they did, but I don't think they did.
I think the first LA game, they were like, yeah, let's fucking go.
Right, but then after that, it was like, but that's how the first games of real regular seasons are. Like, whatever your first, like, major TV game is, both teams go crazy. They go apeshit.
Yeah.
And then, like, a month later, the regular season, they're just games, right?
Yeah.
This was like a microcosm of that. Like game one, everyone went hard, and then the Lakers just started doing whatever they wanted to do after that.
Yep. I mean, that's about it. It felt exactly like that. Every game the Blazers played that was absolutely close, I don't know how much my little heart could take any – they need – look, you guys, tomorrow I need them to blow out the Grizz. I need them to beat them and with just beat them to go into this because I just don't – I don't know why – They get such a huge lead. It's usually in the third is when they lose the lead. Last night, they didn't have a lead at all until the end. In fact, they were down by 10 at one point.
My number one rule of basketball is the losing team always makes a run in the third quarter. Because every team makes a run.
Yeah, that's true.
The losing team just does it in the third. It's the wrong time, baby. You got to make that run in the fourth.
That's true. Oh, you know, and last night, because I am, a lifelong basketball fan since August 2018. Lifelong, though. Lifelong Blazers fan, actually, since August 2018. Born and raised in 2018, in August. But in August. I did notice that. So one of the things that, Zach, you had pointed out a long time ago when I first really started getting into basketball again, even more so this time, is that usually the team that breaks 100 first, it wins. Yeah. And the Nets got to 100 last night, and I was like, fuck, it's – I mean, I was like, well, it was – man, it was a good – they got to the 8th seed, you know, like what a story, you know.
It's the old Clippers radio guy who originally said that. Like old school radio Clippers radio guy. I think he might still be, maybe not. I think that recently changed actually, but he used to always say first to 100 wins, and that's like old school NBA, yeah. Right? And it's so, I think someone someone fact checked him. It's like 97% accurate. Which is insane. Like he just said it because it was a thing that he said, you know.
Yeah.
And then someone's like, "Oh, that's drastically true." I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised just this season of the NBA though. Has changed that stat just from how crazy games are.
Yeah.
No one's really ever out of a game anymore with the way that people shoot threes.
Which I love.
Right. The only thing that's scary to be an LA fan is that they don't really shoot a lot of them.
Yeah.
Out of all the teams that are really gunning for a championship, I would say that they have, we still don't know how, like, Deion Waiters, a lot of these new J.R. Smith. We don't know how a lot of these new pieces are going to do, but they went and got shooters. They went and got people that have shot a lot of threes in their career. We just don't know how they're going to fit in still.
J.R. Smith.
And
J.R. Smith was the most surprising pickup for me that they went and got.
It was the saddest pickup in my heart.
I was less surprised by J.R. than I was by Deion Waiters, in my opinion.
Well, what I was surprised about is J.R. Smith had that play, play in the NBA Finals with the Cavs, where that play, like the one that definitively really was the nail in the coffin for that series, right?
Oh,
like
he thought
they had more time than what they did, and made a bonehead play. And then, the whole out, the backlash from that during the game. I wasn't out really a ton afterwards, honestly. But just during that game, where LeBron just reacted so huge and you could tell he was so upset. And then he leaves, he's gone. Bye.
Yeah.
See, it's like,
I was surprised, honestly.
Right, because I'm sure he had something to do with them making a move for him. Like LeBron kind of shops for his own groceries for as far as his teammates go.
So kind of surprising, despite that big play, he's still he obviously had some say in that. I mean, there's no way he was just. I mean, okay, if somebody from management from the Lakers goes, "Hey, we're thinking about picking up J.R. Smith," if he absolutely like just thought about that play and like woke up with like fever dream sweats, if he went, "No, do not get J.R. Smith. Don't you remember that play? It was the reason why, not the reason why I'm here, but I'm here now."
I mean, one of the reasons.
I mean, one of it, not, it wasn't his play that made him go to LA, obviously, but it was some of those surrounding pieces of him, of LeBron, of why he went to LA, where he was like, hey, you're, this is what we have. We're not going to win with this. I'm going to go to a different city.
Well, okay, hold on. So, yeah, the year where J.R. Smith fumbled up was the year – that was the year after Kyrie. Kyrie left, right?
Kyrie had left.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, yeah.
So this was the year – this was the finals where – well, yeah, the finals before LeBron left.
It was the second round with the Warriors-Cavs.
Yeah, and that's also – that was also the year that without Kyrie, they were starting to say, like, who's the new king of the East? And everyone – pre-anointed either the Celtics or the Bucks, and it still ended up being right. LeBron James. And it was like, we just realized we're never going to get any parity in basketball until LeBron James gets the hell out of the East, right?
Because last year was the very first year in a long time.
It wasn't playoffs, LeBron versus.
Right. Like the, and the playoffs didn't even go through LeBron. They didn't even get in.
Right.
And that's the debate for – that's the thing that people like to bring up is – I don't know. You know the LeBron haters. They're always
– Last year, though, remember he got hurt on Christmas. You remember that?
No.
They were really starting to get
– Oh, they were.
They were starting to really pick up. And I still actually do think that that season they would have at least got in as a low seed.
I do.
He not been hurt. But once he came back from being hurt, he just didn't. He had already hung it up by then.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, had they had been winning, maybe without him, he may have came.
Yeah.
In.
Oh, yeah. I think if they could have kept the record, or you know, because they were making a comeback and they were starting to look good, they were starting to gel. All those young guys and LeBron were starting to make some sense. Then he gets hurt. And then,
yeah, but then they went and bought a team, and then now they're competing for a championship. So
right, yeah,
exactly. But when they bought one player.
Well, no, they bought LeBron, and then that brought everyone else.
Oh,
yeah.
LeBron. They wouldn't have traded Anthony Davis if they didn't get LeBron.
That's what sucks is like, I do feel like, yeah, get rid of Lonzo, but
Lonzo's so bad.
I want him to be better because I love how ugly his shot is.
Yeah.
He
might be worse than Grayson Allen, who's just gutter trash.
Which, by the way, regardless of what happens with this Portland game, obviously I'm rooting for them so hard. They need to ship his ass out. He needs to not be in the playoffs. I don't want him anywhere near the playoffs.
Who?
Grayson Allen.
He's going to hurt somebody.
Yeah, who is that?
He is. He played for Duke.
Yeah, he's this little like Beatles haircut guy who played for Duke, and he's like, you can tell he's just like a super privileged white kid who thinks it's okay to throw a temper tantrum on the court.
He's gonna
trip people.
Is he drafted or is he?
He was like a very late first round pick by Utah, and within two years they shipped him over. Yeah, of course he went to Utah.
So yeah, that's what I was gonna ask you because I wasn't like sure where we were at. I was like, did this kid get drafted to Utah? I was gonna
Utah drafted him like 24th of the first round or something like that. And then he was a part of the Mike Conley deal to get Mike Conley to go from the Grizz and wanted to be a part of a veteran team, which by the way, Mike Conley this year for the Jazz has not panned out.
No.
And I don't know if it's just a combination of like Bogdanovich getting hurt, and then he was kind of hurt for a while. But besides for Donovan Mitchell and Joe Ingles, I don't know what that team has for offensive firepower at all.
If Grayson Allen was like he was at Duke, though, where he was chippy and got in fights and stuff, yeah, but he's not a threat though. Like that's the thing, right. In Duke, you could still make the argument he wasn't really as much of a threat either, but he still was chippy, and in college it worked, especially since he graduated, right? Like, he's oldish. Yeah. He's old for a basketball player, for a young basketball player.
Coming out of college, for sure.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure he was in his senior year and got drafted. So he played all of his years in college. So he, at a certain point, you know, like we've talked about that, where at a certain point he's a grown-up playing with like some kids. So he was chippy and it made sense at Duke, and he was a good support for them because he was chippy and annoying. But here's the thing, is he's not 7 feet tall. He's not Zach Collins. Zach Collins is chippy too, but he's 7 feet tall.
Right.
So he can be annoying. He wasn't great in yesterday's game. Actually, he was one of him. So Collins, Nurk, and Gary Trent Jr. were not great in last night's game. And that was I hope that they all three learn from that and just move on.
Nurkic was giving up offensive rebounds to people 6 inches smaller than him.
Yeah.
Zach Collins was giving offensive rebounds up to people 6 inches smaller than him. Gary Trent, I don't know what he was doing, but he's been money from three this whole like bubble, and he couldn't hit a shot yesterday. McCollum looked really off until probably the last 2 or 3 minutes. That last 3 minutes, it was just all of a sudden like an oh shit moment for the whole team, where they all had to buckle down. Nurkic started being really physical under the basket. McCollum started playing defense. Melo hit a big three. And two things that are going to be really scary for the Blazers is, one, they don't play any defense until the very end of the game.
That's pretty funny. I'll have to look at that.
One, they don't play defense until the end of the game. Two, sometimes when it's Dame time, you have to wonder what's going to happen when he misses the shot. Like, it's awesome when he just goes on fire, goes on these hot streaks, and gets his team back into it. But he shoots such crazy shots, like, without any of his team over, like, half-court line on offense, that there's no one there to get an offensive rebound. There's no time that goes off the clock. You're just giving the other team an extra possession. And if you're already down in the game, giving the other team an extra possession that fast is a great way to fall even deeper into a hole. Right. And we almost saw it last night. Luckily, it was the Nets. What happens when it's LeBron James?
Right. Right. So, and when you're giving up those rebounds, that's really that was the biggest thing last night. Was
Nurkic is so much bigger and more physical than every guy on the court. And I mean, maybe he just kept being in the wrong place at the wrong time, but it just didn't seem like he was fighting for the ball.
Yeah. And you know who looked, it was scary, because last night, who looked better in the game was Hassan Whiteside. And after a while,
he looked great.
I was like, why is Whiteside not in there? Also, by the way, I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. Not Whiteside. I really like Hassan Whiteside. I hope we keep him. I wanted to give this player the benefit of the doubt, because on like the Blazers subreddit, they trash him, I mean, all year round. But I'm actually starting to agree. Dude, Mario Hezonja is like, he's got to go.
Love Hezonja.
He's got to go. So here's the thing. When he's having a good night, he's great.
He's a monster.
I'm like, nah, fuck the haters. Let's keep him. Keep Mario. But he does do – I have something they have been pointing out in that sub. He does do some really bonehead things. Like really stupid plays. Like bad passes, dumb shit on the court. But – that's something I think he can learn. He can learn. He can get better.
I don't know, man. So, I mean, Manu Ginobili is a Hall of Fame player for sure, but he was a wild card till his last game on the court. It was like 9 out of 10 times he would try something crazy and it would work out, but then the other like 10% of the time it wouldn't, and you would just shake your head. You're like, that might have cost us the game, Manu. Why did you do that? But if you can get to that point where it's like 9 out of 10, it's good, you can live with it. But like Hezonja, right? It's like not 9 out of 10. It's like 50-50.
It is 50-50. It really, I mean, like I said, there are a few games even during the bubble where he went off and he was great. I was like, man, I don't know why people are so shitty about him. Like, keep him in.
But it was early in the bubble, right? When they didn't matter as much. As soon as it started to matter.
Yeah, you almost get scared seeing him run out onto the court, and you're like, no. Who's he replacing? I know Melo's not supposed to be for one thing. They're still starting Melo. I mean, they have absolutely
over Collins,
over Collins, and I think in the bubble he has absolutely shown his worth. I think they pay him next year. He retires a Blazer. He's gonna stay.
Yeah.
Why would he retire a Blazer?
Who drives? The fit. Well, I think the Thunder and the Rockets experiments went so horribly, and the fans turned against him so poorly, and the teams that I could genuinely say he probably enjoys the fact that like Portland fans and the team have not turned on him and have enjoyed him and are happy that he's there. Like his teammates want him there, and he's starting. He gets to start. He gets to start, and he doesn't have to be the star.
It's the first time out of any of these post New York experiments that, so outside of Houston, outside of OKC, where he's like truly embraced that third person role, where it's like he doesn't try to take any game over. He has a few moments where he ISOs, but he doesn't try to take any game over. He just waits for his shot, and he didn't do that before. And the fact that he's out there with McCollum and Lillard, who are also kind of ball hogs and don't give him the ball sometimes, is the best possible thing for Melo. If he was with like LeBron James, and he's such a good facilitator, such a good passer, LeBron would give Melo the ball too much, and Melo would not give it back. Guaranteed, he'd just shoot it. So I think it's a perfect fit.
I think you're exactly right. He gets less touches, and he makes sense of the touches he gets, though. Those two are ball hogs. In fact, it's sometimes amazing to watch McCollum and Dame out there at the same time.
Right.
Is he the one that drained that last
bucket? Oh, yeah.
So CJ, one thing I do like about CJ's game is he plays that high pick and roll with Nurkic almost better than Dame does.
Yeah.
Where when he rolls, he's such a good deep two shooter that when he rolls off that pick and roll, he's not just shooting a three. He might take a couple steps, shoot a deep two, drain it, or he might dump it off to Nurkic into the basket. He'll do either. With Dame, you're almost like he's going to go through that pick and roll and just shoot a deep three almost every time. I think CJ gives like a whole another layer to that game. And
So the other answer to the question, why would he retire a Blazer, is I honestly just don't know what other team he makes sense with.
I don't know. I feel like teams like to retire with the teams that drafted him. That's my whole thing.
Or the Nuggets.
The Nuggets don't want him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He was drafted by the Nuggets. Yeah.
Yeah. The Nuggets don't want him. I don't. Maybe New York. Maybe.
I don't think so.
I don't think
Well, you know what? He's from New York. Maybe it would make sense. But I feel like there it would go back to old Melo, where he would go, there's a bunch of young guys here. No one's going to stop me from taking over a game. And he's just going to try to.
Okay. And the final thing on that.
Now, I guess,
think about him going like, hey, I'm going to retire at the end of this year. And you're thinking of like the cities you're going to retire with. How much fanfare the weird ass Portland city is going to give that guy for his farewell tour? They'll do it.
I was just sorry. I guess I get confused. I'm not confused. When football players retire, it's different. So that's why I was
They usually go sign like at least like a 10-day contract on their original team or something.
Yeah, that is true.
But I was one of the people a year ago on the show. I was saying, and you were here, Sean, I was saying that the Lakers should make a move on him because I would have loved to have finally seen him play with LeBron. And then when they didn't, I actually got a little salty about it because I thought it made perfect sense because the Lakers don't have a lot of shooting. So
We thought he was going to go there.
Thought he was. We highly speculated he was. And then when he went to Portland instead, I go, I hope he stays there. I hope he doesn't do so well in Portland that Lakers next year go, do you want to come play here? I don't want that to happen because they had their chance.
Yeah.
They squandered it.
It would be so neat for him to do well in Portland and get offered a position in LA and still go, no.
You bastard.
No, I will stay here. I do think that
I wish he talked that way.
His chemistry with No.
I'm sorry, but I'll stay here.
Wow. I do think that his chemistry with that team though is great though, they really like him. I think he really likes them. They obviously all really respect him too. I guess that's the other thing too. He's the oldest guy on the team. He's Melo, man. Like, so they're all starstruck too. Like, it's McCollum and Dame, man. They're playing with like their hero.
Yeah.
So
like, if you're a three, if you love shooting threes, yeah. Who's one of the biggest 3-point shooters in the, you know?
I mean,
well, Melo will shoot from anywhere.
Yeah, he will.
You give him the ball, he will shoot from anywhere that he's at. He's
why like, they don't give him the ball as often. But you know what?
I have seen him this postseason be more successful with that turnaround two than I have with the corner three.
It's cool for him to be the age he is, because now whenever he does that turnaround two, the announcers are always just like, vintage Melo. Vintage Melo. How many times have you seen it? And it is beautiful. It's very cool to see. You know when he's going to do it. It's so funny that they don't defend it well. Because when you're watching the show, when you're watching it, you're like, he's going to do that. Like, I know I'm watching. I see the pattern. I know it's going to happen. And they don't defend
it
well. I think it's hard when you're in the game, right?
Yeah. But go ahead. Go ahead, shiny boy.
No, that's it. Like, when you're in the game, it's like, you're, fuck. But he's going to fucking do it.
They put him on roller skates, man. That's what they do. It's like a horse on roller skates. But no, like, the thing about the turnaround two is it always creates separation. So you can't, even if you know where they're going.
Yeah.
And most of those guys, like Melo, Kobe was, no one was better than Kobe. Like, you see it with DeRozan now, because his entire game is just copycat Kobe. And then, obviously, Kobe was, like, copycat Jordan.
Sorry.
That's two.
Figure out a way to – they could do it both ways. They don't just always turn left or always turn right. But I was watching a game with LaMarcus Aldridge when he was in Portland, and they go – the announcers just kept saying, he's going to turn right, over the shoulder right, and he does the same old bump and fadeaway every time. And I think it doesn't matter if it's contested. They have trained that shot so many times that unless you block the shot, they're going to make it. It doesn't matter if there's a hand on their face. They don't need to have their eyes open anymore to shoot that shot.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's I'm excited for the playoffs. I like the love that Portland's been getting on, like, you know, NBA Tonight and all those shows, even Colin Cowherd. But I am so skeptical as a fan of this team, because I have my heart has been stopped every single game, basically.
Yeah.
I want to see them go play LA. I do want to see that. But boy, they've got to handle it first. I'm like the team right now. Like, I'm taking it one game at a time. I am not looking at LA. I'm looking at Memphis.
Yeah.
Memphis has got to get beat.
Right, and the way that Portland's playing defense right now, there's no guarantee they'll beat anybody. It's just, say they do get to L.A. L.A.'s got a bunch of big, beefy boys.
Yeah.
They're LeBron, but also Center City.
Yeah.
Sean, you real quick, you have something to say?
go ahead. I do, but I'll wait. You're done. Big, beefy. Nah. You were saying big, beefy. So if they beat Memphis tomorrow, they got to play Memphis again. And then
they're the eight. So if Memphis beats them tomorrow, they have to beat them the next day, but the eight seed only has to beat the nine seed once.
I hope that happens, Derek.
Me too. That'd be real nice.
And I like
your heart will be fine.
That would be real nice.
I hope they win by more than 1 point.
They win tomorrow. Who do they play? Because that's
LA.
That's the Lakers.
Because first place.
It'll be playoffs. Yeah.
Is Forks first place eight?
Yep.
Okay.
So that's the other thing that people were really excited for, right? This next round meant OKC versus Houston. Like, Chris Paul got swapped for Westbrook. And those teams are playing each other. And now Westbrook might be hurt for the entire series.
Really?
Which, one, is incredibly bad for the Rockets. Houston.
Yeah.
Because OKC looks great. But also, it totally eliminates, like, that was going to be the most.
That was going to be a good story.
Dramatic first round matchup.
What happened to him?
I don't know. I actually quad. Didn't. Yeah, quad? Okay.
quad, I believe.
Oh, okay.
It's like stiffness, though. It's not like it's not like he pulled. So yeah, it's just he's got a stiff quad, baby.
Dude, he's.
I would have loved for one series. I would have been an OKC fan.
Yeah, I mean that's what I mean that's what I said in the chat.
Yeah,
like OKC for that round.
Go go OKC. I do, for the sake of the show too, it would be nice for the Blazers to get in so that we can have a little rivalry here.
They're gonna get it tomorrow, 11:30.
They're gonna win it.
If you want to watch it together, man, I'll watch it with you.
I'm gonna have to do that.
That game is at 11:30.
Yeah, 11:30 in the morning.
I'm glad we moved to Friday then.
Me too.
Because we wouldn't have done that show.
Yeah, well, we that too.
I was asking Derek if you wanted to watch it live.
That would be a cool idea.
Which is something I think we should do more.
What is the
cool stuff like that? Cool moments.
What are the standings? I'm trying to find them right now so I can see.
Why don't you just go schedule, baby?
I know.
You can just click on the schedule. By the way, there's nothing in the East. Like the East is. No. Like the first round, I don't know if there's a reason to watch it.
No, okay. So obviously, I'm going to take Raptors over Nets. I think an easy Raptors over Nets.
They'll probably sweep that. Well, no, we can't say that because the Nets are just weird, and who knows?
I would say not a sweep, but I will take a Celtics over the Sixers. Semi could be easy.
No Simmons, man. I think they could do it pretty easy.
Yeah,
pretty without easy. Ben Simmons, I just don't. I don't see it.
I think the Bucks sweep the Magic.
I agree. Not only are the Magic a worse team, but they're also just a banged up worse team. They're out three of their like regular rotation players.
Oh, and I watched the Pacers and the Heat today. If that was any indication of how those teams are going to go, the Pacers are going to dismantle.
I think that's the best, actually. So, with Westbrook hurt, I think the two best first-round series are going to be Heat Pacers and Lakers versus the Portland Trail Blazers, because I'm just going to go ahead and assume that that's happening.
Yeah, because if it's Lakers and Memphis, then who cares? I think they could sweep Memphis.
Right, but I think even if it's not good games, I think that the Portland versus LA is really compelling. But yeah. Nuggets Jazz could be good, or it could also be just the Nuggets have finally like come of age and end up actually making a decent run in these playoffs, which I wouldn't be surprised if they did. So yeah, probably Pacers Heat. I wonder how you guys feel about this. I wonder if anyone thinks that Luka and the Mavs could get a game or two from the Clippers.
I was just going to say that I will at least be tuning in to see Mavericks and Clippers. Because I am interested to see. So here's the thing about the Mavs. It's not my team. I mean, they're not mine. They were in the running, though, obviously. I like Porzingis, though. Well, did we have the Mavs in there?
Maybe early, because you wanted all the Steve Nash teams in there.
I did. I had all the Steve Nash teams in there.
You filthy Nasher.
I know.
I'm interested in watching the Luka show.
And I like Luka. So I don't know. Maybe they squeak one out.
I think they squeak more than one out, personally.
But
it's a 4-2 series. It doesn't go to 7.
No.
Sean?
Yes.
Miss Clifton.
Miss Clifton.
Someone on the Pacers got hurt today? Was it a big guy, a big player, or was it no one that mattered?
Who got hurt today?
Well, first of all, we know that if it was someone that mattered, it'd be the top story on ESPN.com/org.
It was on the Sports Center Instagram.
Well, so is everything else. Yeah,
that's just where I saw it on.
Let's see.
I think it was Sports Center.
I mean, don't you feel like the East is kind of? I mean, I feel like the Bucks are the clear favorite just to take the East. I mean,
a lot of people think the Celtics can give them a run for their money, but I don't believe it yet.
In my heart, soul, I feel like the Bucks are pretty much the new Cleveland Cavaliers.
I think the Raptors can drag. No, I think the Raptors can drag in the deep water personally.
Yeah.
And I think the Pacers are like the Indiana version of the Raptors.
How far did the Bucks get? The Bucks got to the finals.
Last year was.
Was it them?
Bucks Raptors.
Raptors had Kawhi.
But also the round before that, if it wasn't for that miracle Kawhi shot against the 76ers, it wouldn't even have been them in that.
That's true.
Like people don't give them any credit because they haven't made the Eastern Conference Finals yet. But the goddamn 76ers were one like crazy Kawhi shot away from making it. And now everyone's saying, gut the team doesn't work, whatever. We don't need to talk that much about the 76ers. We can circle that back to that on a later date. We'll get there.
We'll get back to that.
But
we do.
Pacers player was, but he got carted off.
It was a Pacers player or a Clippers player?
Pacers.
Interesting.
Hopefully it wasn't TJ Warren, Oladipo, any of them.
Well, who do the Lakers? Yeah, no, someone can be hurt. It'll be fine. What's the NBA? I remember like looking at it for a second and being like, "Oh, I'm playing video games. I'll come back to this," and then I didn't. Yeah. Maybe it was a Miami player. My bad.
Man, you've gone through all the teams now.
Derek Jones Jr.
Oh, who cares? That dude saw his braces.
It was during the Pacers game. Did they play the Pacers today? Is that what it was?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
That was a good game for some reason.
It was.
Like those two teams can't. They're like the Nets. They just can't not try hard.
Right.
And that's what's interesting about the East is like these teams are going to go at it.
And I want the Heat to go out because I don't like Jimmy Butler. But also, there is a small part of me that I still have feelings for Myers Leonard. So I want to see Myers Leonard.
You guys
Leonard.
Aren't together anymore, but like when you see him, you're like, I hope he's doing well.
Yeah, I do, yeah. I still follow him on Instagram, and I'll see him, and I'm like, I remember when you were on my team.
Sometimes if he posts on his story, you'll click the hard eyes and send it directly to him.
I do, yeah. A direct message, yeah.
You DM him hard eyes?
I do. I go, I miss you, Myers Leonard, sometimes. Because sometimes you used to piss me off too, but
yeah, you used to really piss me off. But God damn it, I miss you. I only remember the good times.
Who is? Well, we also had Aminu too, and actually, he would have been great. Yeah, he would have been great to still have. He got hurt though. He's not playing anymore.
I know that you really hurt me, but for some reason, I can only remember the good times.
That's it. Yeah.
What movie is that where he's like, I just can't quit? Oh, it's Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah. That's me with Myers Leonard.
Yeah. I just can't quit you.
Also, by the way, if you do follow Myers Leonard's social media, there's always videos of his really hot wife just draining threes with her left hand. It's fucking crazy. She just stands there like with a rack of basketballs next to her and just uses her left hand and just three.
Does she play basketball?
I don't know. I have no idea who the hell she is.
Apparently,
she's hot.
Okay, listen to this though. Do you think he walks up to her and goes, "I just can't quit you"?
Oh, he's got it because she's pretty hot.
I just have a weird feeling that Myers Leonard's never seen Brokeback Mountain.
If he said that,
it would be natural, off the cuff shit.
So here's my thing, guys. I haven't seen it either.
I have seen it.
Here's the thing.
I haven't.
I will watch it. I would.
I would watch it. No, I wouldn't. I don't watch any movie.
You don't watch anything.
I don't watch movies. I just haven't got around to it, but I know more about it than I should.
Zach doesn't watch any movies, but if he watches a movie, it'll be Brokeback Mountain.
This is how I sit now.
You need like a fire mantle behind you.
When there was more light outside, this looked like a freaking painting for a second. Like, I was just...
To be honest, I'm super glad we moved it to nights because you got better lighting, bud. Like, you popped already, and now you're popping.
I'm thinking about doing the next show topless for my OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to start like a team only?
Times is tough. Times is tough.
Boy, I have seen, there are so many people that are doing that OnlyFans stuff anymore.
So many.
Well, and we're all working. Like, we're not scared, right?
We're good. Yeah, we're all good. So I do think.
Just for fun, just a group OnlyFans, us three.
Let's do it, yeah.
Well, I don't do it for the money. I never did.
I do it for the pleasure.
We'll make our rates real low. We'll make it like $1.99.
Is I don't Only do it for fans, the gram. I do it for my city.
Okay, is we'll OnlyFans only for sexual stuff, though, or do people actually do it and like do podcasts or something?
I don't know, because you can't look at their stuff at all unless you subscribe. So, yes, I think it's all sexual.
But like, I do think it would be funny and fun to make an OnlyFans just to have it as my link on my bio.
I think we should do
both. Yeah. Same name too. Like, I would have to be Quack Swan.
Yeah. And then like, hey, check out my podcast tonight. Also, stay tuned afterwards for my OnlyFans.
I would actually
breathe.
I'd actually probably be like Quack Dong or something like that. Quack Dongs.
That's good.
Quack Dongs.
Home run jack off.
No, too easy. That's too easy. Let's do something else.
Too low hanging fruit.
It is, yeah.
I could do home cock off.
I think mine would actually be low hanging fruit.
Cock.
Oh, that is good.
No. Do cock runs home or something.
I like that, yeah. Mine would be, if yours is low hanging fruit, mine's Haynes her way.
Okay, but.
Mine would be only man's.
What I'm saying is we do a three-way. We do a three-way OnlyFans. So, like, we all, like, the only time we can upload content is together.
Hold on. I want to be sponsored by MeUndies, but my name on there will be, hold on, but my name on there would be MeUndies are wet. Just MeUndies are wet. And then I'll be sponsored by MeUndies. That's good.
So the only reason that was funny to me is because how funny you thought it was.
Yeah. I still think it's funny.
You thought it was so funny you couldn't say it.
Well, I started laughing about the idea before I started saying it.
I know. That's why I liked it.
yeah. Friday shows are great.
Basketball.
Baseball. I can do this every week. It took a huge turn.
Baseball's not really doing nothing.
No, okay, so
I'm talking about a heel turn.
I'm segueing us.
We could wrap. We could end. Well, not end on, but let's segue towards / end with. Let's talk a little college football because there is some stuff that happened in there.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about the Patriots trying to tank for Trevor Lawrence because we haven't talked about that yet.
Well, yeah. I don't think that's real, so I can't talk about it.
They have 8 players opted out. The next team that has that many players is 4.
Yeah, but do you think the Patriots are really going to lose enough games to get the number one pick?
Yes.
They might lose enough games to get the second quarterback in the draft.
No. They're 8 players, and they were defensive players, and that's what kept them – defense is what made them win games last year. It wasn't offense.
Boy, it's hot in this room. Especially, their defense choice.
Their defense is their entire team.
Yeah, and the defensive players are the ones that have been opting out.
But I don't think all of them are starters.
Gilmore was, sure. Yeah. They're tanking for Trevor.
I don't think they're going to get the number one pick. There's teams that are way worse than them. Even if they play backups, because they're too well coached.
What team was this?
He thinks the Patriots are tanking for Trevor, and I think that's not possible.
They don't have a quarterback.
They have.
No, they
Cam
don't.
Newton.
Cam Newton's dog shit, and you all know it.
I think he's terrible, but yeah.
You're saying that because years of animosity.
Well, you don't. Do you want me to agree with you or not?
I want you to speak from the heart, which you did. Unfortunately,
do you want me to speak from my brain?
No, I'm speaking from a fart So, hey, AFC guy over here. This is an NFC conversation. AFC.
I'll NFC my way out.
I don't think there's any way. I don't think there's any way the tanks. I don't think there's any way they can tank that hard.
Yes, they can. They don't have to try. They're not. They don't have a quarterback.
Guys, I just want it to be known that I don't want to be a part of this conversation anyways.
That system should still be successful whoever is quarterbacking.
Whatever, forever.
I just want it to be known that I don't even care. So
I can name.
I brought this to the table because I thought you guys would be on with the conspiracy.
I can name other AFC teams that will have worse records, I feel like.
Name one.
I still think the Cleveland Browns are going to suck a bag of dicks.
You say that to me?
The Jets.
You say that
the
to me?
The Jets will be worse.
The Redskins.
No.
The Jets and the Redskins. Oh, no, wait, the Redskins wait. Are NFC. The Washington Football Club. The Washington football team will have the worst record in the league.
It's in the league. It's not even AFC. So in the league, in the entire AFC, right?
Well,
so
in the entire league. I was starting.
Okay. So
but AFC is more, dude. First off, hold on. We got a bone to pick. You take that bullshit back about the Browns.
They're gonna suck.
I'm not saying that because they're in the team.
The Bengals will be worse for sure.
The Bengals will definitely be worse than the Browns.
And the Jets will be, and the Washington Football Organization Browns Club.
Are coming for you this year, Derek. The Browns are coming for you.
They're not going to be good.
What can Brown do for you?
They're fucking
stay in Cleveland.
Yeah, nothing. They can't do a thing.
They're coming like a fucking bat out of hell.
This is the you should enjoy the show while you can this year.
Oh shit. It, baby, this is the year that it all comes together.
And if you're wrong, this is the last year that Baker Mayfield will be a starter of any football team.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah. Enjoy the bake show while you can.
Because it's over, baby.
You
it's
take
over.
A back seat, fucking Matt Ryan over there.
Where's Daughtry when you need him? It's over. Or is it? Did he say it ain't over? God damn it! Anyway, I'm wrong.
For hey, Sean, guys, for you, motherfucker.
I remembered what my original OnlyFans was going to be.
Oh, okay.
Macaulay Strokin.
Oh yeah, I like that. That's good.
I'm not going to acknowledge you.
But it was good, right?
No, nope. It was good.
Maybe I'll tell you later. Because down here, I'm not going to tell you.
I'm going to tell you when I'm in a better mood.
Yeah. That conference though is going to go.
You right now.
The conference is going to go Ravens, Steelers, Browns.
Why do Bengals. You have such hard? Ben's going to get hurt again, bud.
No, he's fine.
If Ben gets hurt, they'll still have a better record than the Browns.
No, they won't. They didn't even have a better record than Browns last year.
They did.
They had an even record. I'm not actually sure about that.
Oh, also if Ben gets hurt, they'll still have a better quarterback than Baker Mayfield.
Dude, yeah. Baker is just nervous.
They could sign a dude off the street, and it would be an even race.
Quit swirling your fucking beer, dude. It's a beer. It's not fucking wine or whiskey.
It's more fun. It's more fun that he's doing that.
Let me fucking do it too, motherfucker.
You know, there's actually a reason you do it. By the way,
I do know why.
Okay. So for worst teams though, I mean, yeah, the Jets, the Washington Football Club, or whatever they are.
We haven't picked our team yet, and we literally have 3 weeks, right? 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
The Seattle Kraken is my football team I'm picking.
Okay, fuck off. Fuck off, mate. Who we pick?
Yeah, we do need to choose the NFL team though.
We got to get it out there. We got to put
who
it
who we landed on.
I don't want these people to vote. Wait, sorry.
We should maybe take. I don't know. I know they went to the playoffs and got pretty far, but I feel like the Buffalo Bills are a great story, especially with the Patriots not having Tom. What do you think, Zach?
Yeah, I mean, I love the Bills, so that's kind of like a no-brainer for me. But I would like to pick a team that didn't make the playoffs last year.
So here's my vote.
Okay.
Here's my vote. We can't pick anybody in the NFC West. We can't pick anybody in the NFC South.
Yeah.
And we can't pick anybody in the AFC somewhere.
North.
We can't do that. Those
fair.
Let's go. Oh, I hate the AFC South though.
Yeah.
Titans, Texans, Colts, Jaguars.
But when we talked about it, we thought it might be fun to see what Phillip Rivers does.
Yeah.
That's true.
We did talk about that. And I love T.Y. Hilton, and I love that running back.
Did they also not – they did not make the playoffs, right?
No.
No, they didn't.
So the
Colts are on the list.
I'll write it down.
Okay, Colts. We're deciding tonight.
Okay. Colts are on there.
Colts?
What about – so didn't make playoffs? What about – I don't want to do
– We got to go one from the Dolphins, Patriots, Bills.
We've already Jets taken division. The Dolphins. Well,
and the Jets.
Well, we took Jay Cutler.
We didn't take the Dolphins.
We can take the Dolphins. We got Tua.
See, I don't want to do that. Well, maybe. Matt Breida's over there. I could get on board.
I think every year we could just take a team that Fitzpatrick's on. It's going to happen for the next 20 years.
What team is he on right now?
Dolphins.
I'll take the fucking Dolphins.
Okay.
So
I feel like I don't want to give Adam Olinger that much satisfaction.
Yeah, fuck that. No Dolphins.
Dolphins are off.
No.
Just when you thought the Dolphins were on.
No.
So none of us have a team. I'm just throwing this out there because none of us have a team in there. None of us have a team. Oh, I know who we should pick. The Washington Football Club.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Done.
Rookie or second-year quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Second-year quarterback. Yeah. Alex Smith is backup somehow. They just cut Geis, which means that Adrian Peterson is now their starting running back again.
You got Juice? I'm just calling him Juice.
I can't tell you any of their skill position players because they're always hurt. They got Chase out of Ohio State. So they have the best defensive player from the draft. Yeah.
And they have a great coach.
Okay.
Well,
and they got a hard-nosed coach.
So I think we need to redesign this for football season to have Washington football.
If I had to make a list, though, if we're making a list, right? We're probably not. We probably already got it figured out.
I think that was the nail in the coffin. Yeah, but
I would also throw the Raiders in there.
I have to say hard no because fuck the Raiders.
Okay, if you're a hard no, then we gotta go Redskins.
Yeah, hot dog.
Let's go Washington Football Club. But that's what we call them the whole time.
Yeah, yep. If I accidentally say Redskins again, we have to switch.
You have to take a shot.
Of what?
Throughout this season,
turpentine.
The Redskins.
I'll keep a bottle of something really gross.
I will too.
Next to the show at all times. If I ever accidentally say anything other than the Washington Football Club,
mm-hmm.
or Washington group of football players, or Washington organization football club of men.
If you say the Redskins one time,
we all have to take a shot though.
Actually, this will make it worse. If one of us says it, we all have to do it.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yep.
We should all go buy the exact same gross bottle.
Yeah, okay, let's figure it out. Voted by the fans.
We do not decide this. Mm-hmm. This Ooh. Is not for us to decide.
Yeah, I'd put this to a vote. Sure.
We can give them three options. We all get to pick one. We all get to pick one, and then the fans decide.
Okay.
The supporters.
All right. I might choose that green apple stuff that you brought to my house. That stuff is pure sugar.
Well, I can't get that here.
You might as well just pick like Dr. McGillicuddy's or whatever that shit's called.
That's my pick.
Washington Football Club.
Yeah, let's go with Washington.
Is the team of the year.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Boys.
Our logo is just our number, and I love that.
if you say it blatantly, like you if you say it on purpose, you have to take a shot alone.
Jake Matthews said Rumplemintz.
No, fuck you, dude.
Well, none of us picked it, Jake. We got to get our final three before you even have a say.
He already told me L's for Sean, and then he calls me a Rumples. Fuck him.
Okay, so
I'm glad someone left.
I like that. Let's go.
Okay,
let's go.
Everyone say one.
Okay.
I think we should put like a poll on the channel.
Or we will, but we each get a pick.
Yeah, we have to choose right now.
Okay. Okay, you go first because I'm an asshole.
Yeah, you're the king of gross, Sean. So we know that you're gonna say something way nastier than whatever we say.
I literally have to Google. I just Googled shitty hard alcohol.
Well, maybe if you guys say something nice, maybe I'll be nice. You know what I mean? Like think about that too.
Okay.
We could pick something nice and then make the official sponsor a sports program.
That would be fun.
Like when I accidentally say Redskins, I have to take a drink of Suntory. A better Japanese whiskey.
What's that vodka that Skate's involved with? Like
Printers?
Yeah, like Printers vodka.
But can me and Sean get that?
No, yeah, it has to be a.
I don't know that answer.
It has to be something filthy we can all get. Like, because I was like, let's get Hood River, but I think that's only over here.
We might all be close enough to where we can probably get our hands on the exact same stuff.
Yeah. We can figure that out. Okay. Well, I was thinking like Printers because we know them, and
I don't know.
I don't want to take a shot of vodka every time I fuck up, though.
Well, that's the thing is, you're supposed to hate it. So
I don't like vodka all that much.
Yeah, how about this? How about we take a vote right now that we none of us say vodka.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was gonna throw. I'm not a huge fan of Sailor Jerry's.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, fuck.
Rum would be a good idea.
Okay, so let's go.
My choice. No, mine's Admiral Nilsson, the knockoff. The cheaper, shitty knockoff.
Oh, damn.
How fuck that Mr. Boston?
I thought Sailor Jerry's was the ripoff.
No, Admiral Nilsson's is. Me and Justin Nilsson used to drink Admiral Nilsson's every fucking weekend.
So Admiral Nilsson.
Okay.
Rum. That's spiced rum?
Yeah, we would go back and forth between that and Seagram's lime-infused gin.
Oh,
it was so bad. Either of those will work.
Okay.
Okay, so I tried something that was really terrible recently, and I'm going to choose it. Okay, so...
We're going to save a ton of money, though.
Okay.
You're going to like the way you look.
Hold on, I gotta ask my wife what brand that was.
Okay, hold on. So
I stole Admiral Nilsson's.
You're putting your vote in on that, huh? You fucking cock.
Oh yeah, dude. Isn't that like $10 a fifth?
I fucking hate rum so much.
Me too. Oh man. The only time I would ever take a sip of it is when I was penalized. Guaranteed.
Okay, so God, now I just want to pick a vodka. God damn it.
Just to ruin the rest of I drink vodka regular. Well, I did when I was drinking more often, but
I fucking hate vodka. I hate rum. I fuck, dude. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna pick a whiskey.
Yeah, I got it. I got mine.
What is it?
Okay, so Kettle One is delicious infused vodka, but we are not doing Kettle One. Instead, we're going to do
Kettle One is not that bad.
Kettle One is awesome.
We should all get the Kettle One cucumber and then say brought to you by.
Okay, the Kettle One cucumber is really good.
It is great.
We went to the liquor store recently, though, and they had a Smirnoff did their own version of it, and it's dog shit. That's my choice.
You fucker. You fucking
It's Smirnoff, Kettle One knockoff, and it's cucumber lime.
So what's really funny about that, what would be amazing about that, is every time that we would have to do it, we would say, are you a huge fan of cucumber lime infused Kettle One vodka? well, this isn't that. and then at the end of us taking a shot, we make a really nasty face, and then we put a caption, like you do a screen of just Kettle One vodka. Much better than what, yeah. You know, just it's an ad anyway. For Kettle One that involves us drinking something else and talking about how gross it was.
Kettle One is, those vodkas are good though. They are really good. You don't need anything with it, man. Ice.
No. Okay.
Well, you don't need anything with any vodka. You just drink it.
Oh, no, you do. You need fucking
Jesus. I need something with vodka, man. I can't do it by itself.
You need the good fucking Lord.
If you see me chasing anything with anything, put me down.
Because I'm over there. You'll drink mixed drinks, though, won't you?
Mm-mm.
If it's with soda water, if it's that alcohol plus soda water, then yes.
The most I like to go is sours.
I like gin. And Fresca.
I know I just struck a nerve in this boy over here.
And Fresca.
You give me a whiskey sour, bud, with an egg white in it. Oh God.
Okay, so
no,
you're what? Saying
you've never had it. If you think that sounds bad,
I've never had that. Yeah.
You shake it. You got to froth it up. It turns the egg white frothy, and it makes your drink creamy. It's amazing. You're not drinking like a raw egg. I mean, you are. But it's no longer that texture. It makes your whole drink. It's amazing, man.
Okay, I'll have to give it a shot.
So we got a Sailor Jerry.
No, Admiral Nelson.
Admiral Nelson. All right.
We can't afford the Sailor.
Okay. And then so we got a Sailor Jerry knockoff, and we have a Kettle One knockoff, Smirnoff Cucumber Melon.
And I will pick.
Admiral Nelson original.
Put out there for the people to vote.
I like that we went with two like Western family brands of alcohol. Yeah. The store brand.
I'm just going to be a real fucking asshole. And I'm going to say Hobble Creek whiskey.
Oh, so you want us to puke in our mouth?
Well, you picked rum and you picked Vrha. So yeah.
Okay. Well, we let the coin have a say, and by a coin, I say the fans.
Zach, will you do a poll?
Oh yeah.
All the sports program.
Oh yeah.
That's fantastic.
Oh yeah.
And then you guys got to share it though, so we get extra.
Yeah, we'll share it. Yeah, we'll share. Dude,
give it to
me. Okay, so that's the choice. Okay,
I'm gonna talk about it tomorrow night.
All of our supporters. Our athletic supporters, go tell us what hard alcohol we will be taking shots of if we say the R word in reference to
football,
the Washington Football Organization of Washington, D.C.
I'm literally in a thing that I can't fucking get out of my view of my eye, like my, you know what I'm trying to say.
Jake Matthews says,
thing that's fucking in my face.
Jake Matthews says, you puke before it hits your lips.
It's so good.
Boy.
So, Admiral Nelson's Smirnoff Cucumber Lime and
Hobble
Creek.
Oh, God. I literally gagged a little bit.
Have you had Hobble Creek?
I have not.
I
have not had that, and I have not had Admiral Nelson. But let me tell you what. I have
you had. Haven't had Admiral Nelson? It's a staple.
I have not had it, no. I have not had it. But what I have had is Kettle One. And what I have also had is a Kettle One knockoff. And it's not as good. And by that, I mean it's not good.
The best thing about Hobble Creek is if that's the one that gets picked, we can always say, God, we're going to be hobbling later.
That's fun.
That's, yeah. Me and my friends and I would always be like, oh, boys, we hobbling tonight. It's just fun. It's just a good time.
Has anybody drank Smirnoff on purpose for the last 25 years?
No, I wonder how they still are in bars, probably.
I'll tell you one way they're in business is because Kettle One is like $25 for a bottle, and this was like $17. That's why we tried it.
Ooh.
But you pay for...
If a bottle is less than $30, I will buy it no matter what. Like, I don't even think twice. If it's over 30, that's when I start to go, well, maybe I don't need it this time. But
the Ketel One is worth every goddamn cent of
$20. I don't think I buy anything under 20, though. That's sketch.
So, yeah. Yep. Agreed 100%. Well, no, I mean, I do that.
Though. But also, doesn't it depend on what liquor you buy? Because if you buy middle shelf vodka, you can get stuff around $20. If you drink middle shelf whiskey or gin, you're going to spend over 30.
Yeah, I'd say
tequila, if it's 100% agave, it's instantly
yeah
30.
So I think the gin we get, I think we get New Amsterdam, I think is what we get.
Amsterdam.
I'm a Hendrix guy. It's got to be New Amsterdam.
New Amsterdam, yeah.
I'm a Hendrix guy.
It's good, though. Both of those are good.
But I'm a Hendrix guy.
All right, we got our liquors picked, boys.
New Amsterdam. I just have to look at the label.
Oh, okay, yeah.
To see if it's the right one. That is the one. New Amsterdam is what we get. And it's delicious.
As long as it's not Bombay Sapphire, man, that's all.
No.
That stuff's gross.
I don't want to say which one of these three I don't want the most because I feel like that one will get voted for. So I'll take my answer off.
Only two people are watching right now. I would like to know what you like them dislike the most.
I will tell you which one I'm the most afraid
of. It's Admiral Nelson, huh? 100%.
I don't want to drink spiced rum.
Neither do I. That's why I picked it.
100%. Fuck you, dude.
It's been at least 8 years since I've had Admiral Nelson's, and I will puke in my mouth.
I fucking hate rum so much.
That's
the thing. If one of us says it, if you say it on purpose, it doesn't count.
I would never say it on purpose and want to drink any of these three, by the way.
No. Like what I'm saying is,
want to drink any of these three.
I don't either.
Redskins.
Yeah, but the only person who's going to do that, Sean, is you if you're already drunk. Because you'll just want to fuck with us.
No. I will not, because I don't want to fucking drink that shit either.
Well,
if it's Hobble Creek, I feel like you're going to.
No, I don't want to fucking drink that either. I haven't drank that in 7 years.
I haven't drank.
I haven't hobbled in so long.
Hey, Sean, guess what? Guess who's going to be in Oregon in 2 days?
You.
Well, that's cool.
So yeah, like we need to privately message.
Are you guys doing stuff?
Well,
to each other.
You can DM me. You can slide into my DM.
Well, I want to know like what your plan was, what the deal is. Like.
You guys should FaceTime me or something when you guys hang out.
I mean, I'll be off work by like 3:30 every day.
Well, that's what. Well, we'll talk about it later. But so we're on a time schedule, guys.
We are. You guys, I haven't had
about college football.
Oh,
right,
guys, we gotta hop off this soon.
We gotta bail. We talked about it. It's fine. We'll talk about college football next time. It's still not going to be happening next week either.
By this time next week, it's still going to be canceled.
Yeah.
Well, we're certainly fucked.
Hey, I just realized I haven't had spiced rum since I was 21 years old because that's when you drink spiced rum.
Agreed. I was probably 21 or 22.
Yeah.
Because you get like, you go to the bar and you're like, what would you like? And you're like, a rum and coke, I guess. And then you drink a spiced rum and you're like, this isn't great. And then I got drunk off spiced rum and I threw up really bad and now I have not drank it since. So this Admiral Nelson's really scaring the shit out of me.
Oh, I'm gonna promote it hard.
People have that story with tequila usually, but I've never thrown up from tequila. Ever.
I've probably thrown up from everything.
I absolutely have. I get liquor, anything. Also,
the last time I threw up from alcohol was wine. Actually, wine got me bad.
I won't get like nauseous or pukey or any of that kind of stuff off wine, but I will get the worst headache of my life, and not even the next day, like that night.
Which is funny because my wife she loves wine. She'll drink it all the time.
Oh, I love how it feels at first.
Yeah.
And then, like, 2 hours later, you hate yourself. Maybe I'm just drinking cheap stuff. I don't know.
No,
I don't
know. But hey, when you come to, if we meet up, we'll go drink some good shit. so, tomorrow, guys, I have a really cool episode of the Home Run Jack drinking stuff.
What are you drinking?
So I got Proper 12.
I know what Jake's voting for.
I have some Gentleman Jack. Okay.
Okay.
Very nice.
And I have some Grey Goose vodka.
So you are drinking vodka. I thought, oh, is it just Derek who doesn't like vodka, or is it both of you?
I hate vodka, but listen.
I like vodka mixed with stuff.
So tomorrow,
I love straight Grey Goose, just out of the bottle.
Tomorrow night, I'll be doing a drink. I'll be doing, you know, the Three Wise Men shot challenge?
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing the Two Wise Men and an Asshole. Two whiskeys and a fucking vodka. So tune in.
I'll have to check that out. That'll be fun.
I'll watch it.
All right. Hey, I had fun tonight.
Depending on the time, because it might be at the time of
fucking
the UFC pay-per-view.
What time's that?
7 your time.
Very nice.
7 your time.
I'm sorry, I don't have any outro music played.
If you want to hear my picks, you don't get them because I'm playing the ESPN challenge and I don't want to give away who I'm picking.
Fuck everybody else. You ain't going to get my boy over
here. But I'm undefeated.
Undefeated.
Friends. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the show. I had a good, this is fun. Fridays, we're back, baby. Fridays. We'll see you all next week. Have a great weekend. Enjoy. Oh, man. If you're a Portland fan, buckle up.
Go.
All right, everybody, have a great weekend. And make sure you go, when Zach makes that poll, make sure you go vote for which disgusting drink we have to take shots of. If we say the R word in reference to the Washington football team of Washington, D.C.
That's Organization Club of Men.
The Organizational Club of Men who play football for Washington of Washington, D.C.
They throw it and they kick it and they tackle it and they try to catch it.
That's, are they going to be able to fit all that in there? Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Go Warriors!
Go Warriors.
Warriors.
Guys, Rick Brody.
Yep.